Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
New World Report. I'm John Batts with my colleagues Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar. Joseph, I read the Reuters report. Venezuela's National Assembly has green-lighted a referendum regarding a territorial dispute with Guyana. This according to the foreign minister. Venezuela this week, Reuters is reporting, rejected Guyana's recent oil tender, arguing that the offshore blocks awarded are in disputed areas and that companies awarded the blocks will not have rights to explore them. This all matter of, there are a lot of technicalities here, but this is a dispute over an enormous discovery of oil, billions of barrels, and also dates, I believe, to the time when both Venezuela and Guyana were colonial powers in the region and Britain was present along with other European powers. What is the sense of a referendum in Venezuela? Where is this going, Joseph?
So, John, this issue is perhaps the most important issue that's happening right now in Latin America, and probably one of the most important in the world, because the territorial dispute between Guyana and Venezuela can end up becoming equivalent to what is Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. This could get militarized. This could get conflicted very quickly. Just a little bit of background on the territorial dispute. This is a century-long territorial dispute. Guyana used to be a British colony. It gained its independence in 1966, and they've had a territorial dispute over their border with Venezuela ever since. They had tried many times to resolve this dispute through international arbitration, but most of the time that international arbitration favors on the side of Guyana and the sovereignty of the country, which is not to the liking of Venezuela. The Chavez government, when the beginning of the beginning of the century, did nothing about this issue for a long time, and neither did Nicolas Maduro when Chavez died in 2013, until Guyana found and discovered upwards of 11 billion of barrels of oil in part of that territory that's in dispute. And since then, Maduro has basically made it an effort, a pillar of his foreign policy to reclaim the disputed territory. Now, this has pushed us as to what's going on in the situation today. This is a checkmate on the Venezuelan opposition, and this is an ace in the sleeve against the international community on behalf of Maduro. I say it's a checkmate on the opposition because the one issue where the Venezuelan opposition absolutely agrees with Nicolas Maduro and they're on the same side is on this issue, on the border dispute with Guyana. It's a territory called the Essequibo. If you watch the map of Venezuela, like if you go to ask Venezuelans to draw a map of their country, they're always going to draw this right peninsula on the country because that's the Essequibo, that's the disputed territory. And the first thing that Nicolas Maduro demanded pretty much to the Venezuelan opposition when they had their negotiations in Mexico a couple years ago, the first thing that he had then interim president Juan Guaido sign was that they both agree on that the disputed territory in Guyana belongs to Venezuela. So that puts them in the same page. They're pretty much 90% of Venezuelans believe this. So the referendum will play into his favor and the opposition will do nothing about it. And I say this is an ace in the sleeve on the international community is because the Venezuelans are so adamantly in favor of reclaiming that territory, regardless of opposition or the regime, in reality, if they make a move against that territory, whether it's military or other, the international community is going to have a very hard time pushing this back. The Guyanese don't have the ability in terms of their defense to repel the Venezuelan assault because it won't come just through military. It'll come through organized crime. It'll come through disinformation. It'll come with drones. It'll come through space. And it'll come with Russia, China, and Iran. And so this, as I mentioned at the beginning, could end up becoming a much sovereign territorial dispute, but you know, with geopolitical dimensions similar to what Ukraine is for Russia. And I think that that's the point. And I think the reason that this is coming up now, because I believe this is a product of Nicolas Maduro's trip to Beijing and him coming back. He spent 2 weeks in China and him coming back and getting ready to move to the next phase of his conflict.
Ernesto, checking in with you again, Brazil is a major player in any of these border disputes. It has borders with both Guyana and Venezuela. Does Brasilia have an opinion of this? Does this suit Lula da Silva that the Venezuela is using its muscle?
Sure, John. I think Lula will be indifferent. He would follow the line that, okay, that's not our affair. So, and the resolution should be peaceful. But if Venezuela invades Guyana, he would still say, oh, they need peace, and the same peace that he wants for the Ukraine, which is for Russia to get part of the Ukrainian territory. So, and he would appeal to this tradition of peaceful resolution, which tends to serve the interests of the tyrants. It's sad to see that when I was a foreign minister, we tried to develop a new relationship between Brazil and Guyana because of the fragility of that country in economic and security terms. But this was abandoned, and I think Lula would leave Guyana in the hands of Maduro.
Ernesto, does the U.S. State Department have a position on this dispute? Because what you're describing is volatile to the point of completely upsetting everything in the region. Does the U.S. State Department comment?
I've not seen any comments on that. Well, during my time as a foreign minister, the State Department was also working a lot with Guyana in order to solidify the new government that was elected in 2020 to make Guyana more viable. But today, I don't think they care.
And Joseph, do you see any comment from State Department about this dispute?
Nothing that I've seen so far since of the call for the referendum over the last few days. But the State Department will take a position similar to Lula da Silva. They're going to respect and say they support the sovereignty of Guyana, but they're not going to stop Maduro from doing what he's going to do. And that's the problem, because it really, this would be a challenge for the UK, since that's, you know, former colony. That's also part of their, you know, there's territories that are adjacent to the United Kingdom. But it'd be interesting to see what London decides to do and how this can quickly escalate to also becoming a conflict in Europe.
Joseph Umar, Ernesto Araújo, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.